Where should someone start if they haven't read much of the Bible? In this video, I talk about how to study the Bible for beginners. Check it out. Hi guys, my name is Justin and I want to welcome you to That Christian Vlogger, a place where you get to come and join me and experience faith in the first person. If you're new to this channel, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us today and I want to invite you to click that subscribe button below. On this channel, you get to join me on regular vlogs and experience faith from my perspective. We also talk about issues of faith as we dive deeper into the scriptures. Let's get started. Have you ever wanted to start reading the Bible and not known where to start? Ever felt like you're reading a book in an entirely different language? I'm gonna share with you 5 key tips on how to study the Bible for beginners. As we go through these tips, be sure to pay special attention to tip number 5. Tip number 1, always start with prayer. If you're anything like me and you have ADD, you know that it's so easy to get distracted when you sit down and read a book. Have you ever sat down to read the Bible and find your mind in 100 other places all at different times? Kind of like that dog from Up. Squirrel! Prayer helps you set aside the distractions of the day and focus on being present in the moment. In addition to that, it also allows you to put aside your preconceived ideas, things that you think you already know, and allows you to enter the text with an open mind and to be able to hear what God is trying to tell you in that moment. Tip number 2, especially when you're just starting to read the Bible, it's incredibly important to develop the habit of consistency. Many people like to choose to carve out a single time during the day, a time of the day that they know could be consistent so you can do it every single day. For many people, they choose to do this early in the morning, usually before anything else is going on, before they have to go to work, and the house is still nice and quiet and calm. If this doesn't work for you, or if you're like me and it's hard to wake up early in the morning, maybe a lunch break is good for you. Other people prefer to end their day with studying the Bible. Maybe you can read a passage or two right before you go to bed. The point is, there's no perfect time to study the Bible. No time is better than the other, but the key is that you do it consistently. Tip number 3. This tip helped me to understand the Bible a lot more clearly. There are 2 categories of scripture in the Bible, things that are descriptive and things that are prescriptive. Just because you see Samson killing thousands of Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey doesn't quite mean that you should do it. Parts of the Bible simply describe things that took place in history, and many times these examples aren't the best examples. And that's one of the cool things about the Bible. It shows a God who is able to work through imperfect people. But this doesn't mean that you should go and copy these imperfect actions. Parts of the Bible simply describe what took place, while other parts of the Bible prescribe things for you to do. That is, they give you advice on how to live life. Being able to tell the difference between that which is prescriptive and that which is descriptive is key. Tip number 4, start with reading one of the 4 Gospels. Especially if you haven't read anywhere in the Bible before, or if this is the first time that you're opening it up, we strongly encourage you to read about the life of Jesus. I personally suggest that you start with the book of John. As you're going through the book of John, be sure to apply the 3 principles that I shared in my previous video on how to study the Bible more effectively. If you haven't watched that video, go ahead and click right here and you'll be able to check out those 3 tips. If you grew up in the church or you are already familiar with the story of Jesus, another strong recommendation is to start in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is unique in that it has 31 chapters, much like the number of days in a given month. And I like the book of Proverbs because it's short, bite-sized, easy to apply principles on how to live life better. And what I suggest is that you read the corresponding chapter with the day that you are on. For example, if it's January 15, you could read Proverbs chapter 15. If it's June 26, you could read chapter 26. And every single month, you kind of cycle through this book over and over and over. So if you don't know where to start, check out what day it is on the calendar and read that proverb. Tip number 5. Find yourself a good coach or mentor who can help you learn more about the Bible. In any area of life, if you're trying to learn how to play the piano, if you want to learn a sport, learn how to cook, or anything that you want to do, one of the surest ways to make sure that you grow is to have someone to help teach you. Get involved with a great local church and find people in your area who have been in the faith longer than you and can help you answer some of the questions that you might run across. If you are unable to find a church or you just simply don't know anyone who might be able to help you, you're still in luck. A few years ago, some friends and I helped develop a systematic series of Bible studies. These Bible cities were specifically designed for the beginner, for someone who knew absolutely nothing about the Bible. We helped design 27 Bible study lessons that help you cover a different theme in the Bible and really help you learn how to break it open and study it for yourself. The good news is that these Bible studies are available free for you online. All you have to do is go to truthlink.org and you'll be able to go through these studies for yourself. Did I mention that they're free? If you prefer a physical copy of these studies, I'd be happy to send the first 10 people who request for it in the comment section below for free. Well, that's it for today, guys. Which of these tips resonated with you the most? Which was the most helpful? Or do you happen to have a tip for beginners who are wanting to study the Bible? Let us know in the comment section below. Until next time, I'm That Christian Vlogger, and I just want to encourage you to experience faith in the first person. God bless. So you're wanting to know how to study the Bible. In this video, I give you 3 key tips that have revolutionized my personal Bible study experience.